Now we're going to turn our attentions to athletics on the programme, and we've seen some top class local athletics in recent weeks. Great to see it back up and running. And Willie Welsh of the local East Cork Carrignavair Club joins us on the programme. Willie, it's been a couple of weeks since we last spoke, and there's been a lot going on.
Yeah, loads of stuff happening, Barry. Things are up and rolling again fairly lively. And I suppose the most important thing that we've had done is we've gotten the 2 days of East Cork Cross Country Championships out of the way for juveniles, and the novice and senior championships. Like, normally what would happen with the, you'd have the senior championships on early in September, and then you'd the second day of East Cork championships, the uneven juveniles and the novices would go in December, and would keep people training, keep them focused for the year. But with the current situation on COVID, we were anxious, the board were anxious, and the clubs were anxious to get a run off as quickly as possible before the dreaded lockdown was imposed on people again, you know. So that was the idea behind that anyway.
Yeah, and it was great to see over the last couple of weeks. We'll start with the action in Conna, and it was both days the weather was very kind to us, which is a bit unusual.
Yeah, I suppose that was it. Well, that was the outstanding memory from both days is the extreme. I suppose when you do go early in September, you always hope to get good days, and we got two outstanding days, and they added to the atmosphere. And I hope the performance is well, and good hard, solid ground, good going, like, and two excellently well-prepared courses. Like, Conna is always, St. Catherine's, the host club in Conna, and ourselves, Carrignavair, we both be experienced in hosting events, and like the two exemplary courses laid out, like, I mean. So the first day in Conna went as smooth as anything. I suppose the biggest thing people were conscious of was having to operate around the COVID restrictions and things like that. And it was, again, East Cork leading the country as such in one being the first nearly, it was, the, I think it, I'd nearly go as far as say it was the first cross-country event held in the country. Like, I mean, again, it was quite early. But having to deal with the restrictions, I suppose they had nobody to copy, only to make it up themselves and follow the guidelines and adhere to them as best they could. And I suppose some things that were unusual for cross country was there was a separate warm-up area, for instance, in this case a field. I mean, in most of the cross country events in Munster, Cork, and in especially East Cork, ran in farmers fields, like, you know. There was a separate field for warming up. There was a call room in operation, which is unusual for cross country, which you'd only see in the track normally, and that was to keep the flow of athletes going in kind of one direction around the call-up area, the call room, to the race area, and then running their race, and then moving out to a separate, so that you kind of have a one-way system flowing through the whole event. Like, and it was all excellently well prepared and couldn't be faulted, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. And there was plenty of highlights as well throughout the day. Great to see so much talent in East Cork, and you know, you've athletes that are featuring prominent as well at national level. Like, it's great to see them at their, I suppose, their stepping stone to bigger things, the East Cork Championships.
Yeah, I suppose the biggest thing noticeable was the numbers that took part in the senior races in East Cork in the cross country. Like, you mean, like, you had a full fields in both races, like in senior, like that you wouldn't probably see in counties in normal years, you know. And it's great. Again, East Cork again would have a tradition, and it would be very healthy and well supported, like, you mean. But the standard was outstanding, like, you mean. In the women's race, I suppose Fiona Santry won it again, backing up her road race success in Ballinor. She came back to St. Catherine's and took the senior title as well comfortably. From Linda Sullivan, who's again is a solid masters athlete from Watergrass Hill, AC, who's up and coming, improving, and seems to have a very good lockdown as well, that she's definitely improved, you know. But Fiona was outstanding, like, you mean, like, you know, again. And the third place went to Sinead O'Driscoll from Middleton, like, you mean, which was again a new name coming onto the podium, like, you mean, like. So there were three very good standard seniors to win, like, you mean, in the women's race. And we were delighted that second year running, our women's team took the team gold, like, you mean, like, you know. So we'd Jennifer Goggin in fourth, just off the podium. Jennifer, again, a very good, solid senior athlete, East Cork county athlete, like, you mean. Rona Lynch, a former county champion, like, you know, masters athlete now, was second, and then we got a new girl, we two new girls, Aisling Byrne, who was only new to the club, and a relative novice and seems to be a bit of a talent, and she was ninth overall in the senior race. So we're excited about her prospects, and the girls came together well to win a very good and a well worked medal, because there were so many in the race, like, you know, in the girls race. And the men's race was an absolute ding dong. It was a great race. Last race of the day again, like, Kevin O'Brien from East Cork backing up his road race in Ballinoe again, coming back, and just an absolute tour de force up front, like, I mean, and he was put up to him this time by Paul Hartnett, an under 19 athlete from Middleton, like, I mean, like, Paul put it up to him, and Kevin just took it in the last couple of 100 meters, like, I mean. But the biggest race of the day was between Shawnee McGrath and Tony Forrestal for third and fourth. They had a ferocious 500-meter sprint, nearly neck and neck for nearly 500 metres, the last 500 metres once they came into the home field, and they had a fantastic sprint which Shawnee took by a short length, like, I mean, in the end, like, to take the third place, like, you know. And again, the East Cork team were phenomenal in that. The men's team, like, they had four scorers in the top six, like, so again, they'll be a threat going forward to the senior championship, and they'll challenge North Cork, the county champions from last year, and hopefully the big guns like North Cork, Leavale and East Cork will put it up to each other in the senior championships, like, you mean. So that'll be on the 11th of October, so hopefully those two teams will challenge for our own senior ladies, and the East Cork team will challenge for county title, hopefully, going forward, like that.
Yeah, so I'll have to look forward to there. And going back to last Sunday, Carrignavera were the host club. I have to say, you put on a fantastic day of athletics in White's Cross. And as I said, conditions were extremely good on the day. And there was, you know, some pretty impressive displays as well throughout the day from athletes from a young age and into the senior categories as well. It was brilliant to see.
Yeah, so I suppose for the kids, the big story over the 2 days is that they're battling out for the trophies for top juvenile girls club and top juvenile boys club, like, I mean. So Carrignavera have held them since last year, and we were hoping to put up a strong show and hold on to them, like, I mean. So the story of that is that we held on to the girls trophy by a single point, and we comfortably held on to the boys, like, I mean. I suppose the success behind that is just getting teams out in the older categories, like, you mean, like, where the numbers can be smaller, and it's just getting you have to be in it to win it, and if you can get those teams out, you have a great chance of keeping the scoreboard ticking over. Like, the way it goes is every club gets 3 points for a team victory down to one for third place, so you just get to get the teams out in every age group, and it just keeps the scoreboard ticking over, and for the overall points total over the 2 days, like, you mean. So we were delighted as a club to retain those. That would have been our goal going into it, but I suppose even more with some of the performances, like, we had a young lad, Owen Quirk, who's new with us, like, running under 17 the last day, like, and he had a tour de force. He was in a mixed race under 17-19 with and Darrow Sullivan won the 19, one of our boys, like, you mean, and they had an absolute ferocious battle, the two of them, over the 4.5 kilometres race, like, you mean. So it was great to see a young lad like that performing so well, like, you mean. And then the girls ourselves, we had Anya Sheridan took the under 15 title, which was great, like, you mean. And another under 15 boy we had was Aidan Marr, like, you mean, who was a schools medalist last year, a minor, like, you mean, and looks to be a prospect coming up as well, like, you mean. So all good for ourselves, but the standard overall, like, some of the again, harping back to what I say about the standard in East Cork, is always at a national standard. Like, you all had a team in the under 17 girls who are national medalists for the last 3, 4, 5 years, like, you mean, and they got their girls out again in a very strong team who put on an absolute tour de force in the 17s and cleared the board on the podium, and absolutely, but they look so good, like, you mean. And that's the kind of standard that you're producing at East Cork, like, is that there's national level teams, national level runners, the whole across nearly every age group. It's great to see, you know.
Yeah, it sure was. I was actually just going to touch on that in terms of the all girls there, the likes of, I think it was Emma Landers, Avril Millerick and Avril Cashman, if I'm not mistaken. That was great to watch too, wasn't it? As you said, they've been winning medals at national level now for quite some time.
They have, and they just they showed their class the last day, like, and it was great to watch it. And obviously they're reaping the benefits of having a very strong training group down in Youghal, because they just pulled away from the field from the get-go. And even though we had a girl in that race who was a national medalist in herself, she was in fourth place and off the group, but they just looked so strong, and it just goes to show, if you can get those training groups in the clubs training together, keep them together, the girls will and the boys will just get stronger and stronger, you know.
Yeah, great to see so much talent. Before we move on to the novice title, men's and women's, there was great races as well, but we'll give a local athlete down here in Youghal a mention as well, Lucy O'Keefe, who impressed.
Oh, Lucy in the 19s, yeah, Lucy. She ran in the mixed race. She ran with the novice women, so Lucy is a fantastic star for years. We've been following her. Her star has been on the rise for a long time, she showed again how she must have had a great lockdown, because she absolutely strode away from the novice women's field, which was a very good standard, and she won it by a good 30 seconds away from the field, but from the get-go again, she just powered away and looks very good and looks to be reaping the reward of good training and a good training group down there, so all good for the young people coming up in Youghal, obviously getting good coaching and a great atmosphere in their training,
Yeah, and we'll start with the novice women's now. It was an interesting race to watch. It changed hands on a couple of occasions, and local success for Carrick na Bhfear Club, and family success as well for yourself, Willie.
Yeah, sure. We were delighted. So that the race was between Katie, my daughter was up. There was a group of three up front: Laura Rooney from Watergrass Hill and Eileen Leahy from Middleton, who's been around for the last few years as well, just close to the podium on the East Cork. So those three girls were a group of three out front again, battling just behind Lucy, who was a little bit ahead of them, Lucy O'Keefe from Youghal, and they had a great battle, and over 4 kilometres. I'd say the course that we laid out was a little bit unique in the fact that there was a few obstacles, jumps and hurdles to negotiate, and I'm sure Katie definitely did benefit from the fact that there was a few obstacles there, and because she's a former under 23 national 400 meter hurdler, so she shows a great ability to span all type of events. Katie has national medals in high jump. She's a multi-event national senior medalist, in indoor pentathlon and 400 metre hurdles, So she has great range, and we're delighted with the fact that she turns out for us in cross country and puts in such a stellar performance. And it's her first distance title, East Cork or any title before. So she's made up with it. She's delighted. She was a bit of a novice. She was a bit of a celebrity there for a few hours on Sunday. She was delighted.
Yeah, a proud moment, and even more so, I would imagine, on home ground.
Oh, sure. Every time when you do it in front of your own training partners and your own coaches when they're out there, and especially when, every voice around the course that was organising it, Katie since she was 12 years old, so they're delighted and excited for her, And that atmosphere just soaks into the athlete when they're running around her, when it's so hard, because these are hard races. They're cross-country races. They're not for the faint of heart,
Yeah, and it was great to see. I have to say I really enjoyed the action. We're going to go on to the men's action before we finish up. And every time I see Frank O'Brien in action, he seems to put on quite a display.
Yeah, Frank, obviously over the whole East Cork programme, between the track night we had, the road race in Ballinoe, and now going into the cross country, Frank is probably the standout athlete that we'd probably talk about. Frank put it up to Katie by taking the men's title, two young kids coming out of underage ranks, and Frank is in his under 20 year, so he's a junior, to be an under 20 athlete, and the juniors can run novice, their first year running novice, so Frank's first running in the novice race, Frank took it, and again, a fantastic win from Frank Lichman, and he's a national medalist, a national winning medalist in schools, and underage, and he took a medal in the junior All-Ireland steeplechase. So again, he's not unused to jumping over barriers. So I think definitely these athletes who have a bit of experience on the track jumping things, definitely seemed to have done a bit better with the hurdles and the course that was laid out. So Frank navigated fairly seamlessly, like, and looked fairly impressive. Like, I mean, so he's another guy like Lucy from Yall and Katie, like, that their star is on the rise. Like, I mean, but I suppose one of the most impressive things about the Middleton 1-2 was the fact that Tony Forrest, a new athlete to Middleton AC, seems to kind of come on the scene since the COVID restrictions and lockdown. It seems to be a bit of a star. Like, I mean, so he was the guy who put it up to Shawnee McGrath for the last medal on the podium in the senior race, and he was second in the novice race. Like, I mean, so coincidentally, if he had beat Shawnee on that day in the sprint, he wouldn't have run in the novice and he wouldn't have got his medal. So these things are supposed to fate came in his place, but he had a great race to come second to Frank. But it just goes to show the quality of Frank, that he could beat a guy who put it up to somebody such a big performer as Shawnee, like, I mean. And Aidan Noonan from Watergrass Hill again took the third step on the podium, which was a good performance from him, like, I mean. Like, so again, Watergrass Hill are producing some good talent, like, I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, and you had a good run yourself, Willie, and wasn't it great to see the battle down the home straight for all the various positions there, was whether it was for first or 15th, there was some serious performances.
So I suppose that's the thing about cross country. Everybody, I suppose, looks at athletics as being a very individual sport, and I suppose it is. When you look at the track racing and things like that, you're responsible for your own preparation, your race, and nobody can fall back on you but yourself. But I think it's a bit like a relay, like we always say about relay runners. Like, I mean, you give an average runner a baton in their hand, and they seem to all of a sudden run better. Like, I mean, like, and I think cross country is a bit that way, is that you're running for the team. Every position counts, and victories can be decided on count back, they can be decided on single, you passing a single person, like, I mean. So I suppose every club instills that into their athletes, that every position counts, and it's in the brain of the athlete and runner when they're out there, like. And Middleton's victory in the novice race probably showed that, like, because you had Frank first and second, Tony first and second, John Hennessy then a Masters 50 athlete, like, was fifth, like, I mean, had lost a few places. And their last guy then was Edwin Cashman, 18th, like, I mean. So, like, even a guy 18th down has a huge part to play in the game, like, I mean, in the role to taking that fourth place, like, I mean. So that team, like, no disrespect to Edwin, like, I mean, a great athlete, like, great, and great Masters athlete, like, but that team should be really strong, like. And if you look at what's happening coming up behind you, like, the Paul Hartnett, who was second in the senior race, is an under 19, so he won't be running novice this year, but next year he'll be eligible. So you'll have Paul, Frank, Tony Forrestal, John Hennessy. That's a powerful team, like, I mean, going into counties, and even at a national level, that you'd imagine that they'd threaten, like, the likes of the big clubs, like, you mean, like, you know, and do something like Toker did 2 years ago up in Navan when they won the national novice title, like, you mean, like, you know. So exciting times for Middleton. And I'd say going forward, if they can keep those guys on the straight and narrow, like, you mean. And our women's team, they doubled in with the novice, they took out the novice title, like, you mean, led by Katie. And we had five novices with her as such, like, you mean. So Aisling Byrne, our new girl that was in the senior race, she was running against Siobhan Walsh and Helen Roach, all parents. Those two girls are parents of younger athletes we have, and they all ran and performed so excellently for us, like, I mean. And they should be a strong team as well going forward to the novice championships, which is on the 4th of October in River Stick, like, I mean. So we should see those two teams definitely featuring the Middleton and our own girls within the medals, hopefully, if not winning it, like, I mean. It would be great for East Cork to show their form down there in the county championships.
Yeah, brilliant stuff, and a lot to look forward to. And I suppose finally, before we finish up, look, a lot of hard working people in the various clubs all over East Cork, and including, of course, the East Cork board. You've hard working volunteers that are doing fantastic work throughout East Cork.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we can't thank the board of East Cork, the East Cork Athletics Division Board, for backing the fact that we got the whole program of East Cork Championships ran over the space of, like, 6 weeks, I mean, like, you know. And, like, that logistically is difficult, you know what I mean? Like, you know, obviously the clubs row in behind the board, and they take up the jobs, and they take up all the various positions, the working positions. But it wouldn't be possible if the board didn't back it and give it their blessing and provide all the logistical and the administration parts to it, like, I mean. So we're hugely grateful that we have such a positive board and such a well-respected board, that they can get these things across the line, and the clubs did such a great job, because I said it has been difficult with COVID. We have had to change things the way we have had disappointments. We have had to turn people away. We couldn't have spectators. We could only allow one parent in with the juveniles. I mean, there had been, there was races around with nobody looking at them under kids who are used to having thousands of people or hundreds of people at East Cork level and thousands of people screaming at them at a county and Munster level. And that won't be the way this year, unfortunately. But it's great, the sacrifices that people make to still turn up and go to these events, and the clubs to get them ran safely and in a timely manner as well, because it was important to get all these things ran, because for the continuity and just to get races done, that you don't just skip a year and throw your hat at it,
Yeah, going by recent weeks anyway, Willie, the future is very bright for East Cork Athletics, and we thank you for taking time out to speak to us here today on Drive Time Sport. Great to cover the local athletics, and it's certainly that we will be doing going forward, and we'll be keeping a close eye on the county championships, and I'm sure we'll be in touch with you again.
On the ball, Barry. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.